a deadbeat uncle memorizing the dictionary, and a 12-year-old manages a hotel. All that and more when we come back with Little America.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, guys. Welcome, welcome back. This is AfterBuzz TV. We're talking today about Little America. Our episode is The Manager. Oh, it's a heavy episode, and it's a lot, so let's dive right into it.
Yes.
So today we have with us Sahai, who's a TV and social media and podcast producer.
That's right.
Oh, give us a little bit of how you felt about today's episode.
You know, I was not expecting what I got from this show, and it was a surprise, but a pleasant surprise, and it really touches on a topic that is really important right now in a way that I hope a lot of people can understand and be sensitive to. So I really enjoyed it.
I agree. Very well said, Sahai. Very well said. I think I felt the same way. I was not expecting it. I was completely surprised by it. I think one of the great things about this episode was that it perfectly balanced heart and humor, which I think is kind of what we come to expect from Kumail Nanjiani and also Alan Yang. We were both really excited to see these guys as executive producers. So let's just dive right in.
Okay.
So
now, Kay, tell us a little bit about yourself for the audience.
Thank you. That's right. I'm Kay Montgomery. So excited to be here with you guys. While I'm not an immigrant, I'm very interested in issues of immigration and telling stories across the different diasporas and for all different people. So that's what attracted me most to this series. So I'm really excited to learn more about it.
Yeah, both of my parents are immigrants. My mom is from Jamaica. My dad's from Dominican Republic. So this type of storyline where people are worried about their papers and their citizenship and how it affects their lives and the lives of their families and those around them, it's really something that hit close to home. I was born here, but I still understand how it feels.
Yeah, so very similar to Kabir's character, right?
Yes.
Because Kabir's character was born in America, but as we can see, his parents were not.
Yeah.
So they managed this hotel or motel. And
don't forget, it was one of the top three hotels.
It was one of the top three. He is quick to tell you, we are one of the top three motels in Green River, Utah. Mid-range price.
That's right.
Right in Utah, which was hilarious because your boy knew his stuff.
He really did.
And it really seemed like they were a really tight-knit, close family.
Yes.
So it's mom, dad, and him.
Yeah.
And kind of what encompasses the whole story is dad has told him, if you can basically memorize every word in the dictionary, know its meaning, I'll get you a Trans Am when you're old enough to drive.
High-class car right there. That's right? What the ladies want.
Right.
He knew what the ladies wanted.
He knew it. I love this because this is like a perfect like parenting thing. You know, parents will challenge you to do something that they don't think you'll follow through with, but at least it'll get you halfway there. You
right.
know? Yeah. So very interesting. And it just seems like they all have a really good relationship. They're
very
hanging out together. They work together. They play together. What did you think about the family dynamic?
You know, it reminded me of a latchkey kid who understands that, you know, my responsibility is not only to myself, but to my family as well. And so that they understand that they have to do a little bit more. It reminded me of myself. My mom was a single parent, so I had to take on a little bit more responsibility. I had a younger brother. But Kabir, he was, you know, plumbing, wiping, washing the windows.
Yes.
And all under the understanding that my parents are going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's what's devastating is the parents, this lady comes, she talks to the parents in kind of hush whisper tones, and they say, listen, we got to go, but we'll be back. And we're thinking weeks, maybe?
Right.
At the most, a month?
Right. When he said 4 months, then when he said a year, I was like, okay, a year max now. And then, darn Barbara Bush.
Okay, here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Am I naive? Because I thought once he got to Barbara Bush that she was going to help him. Did you think so?
I mean, I knew she was conservative. I thought maybe we would see, I think we both had hope that Barbara Bush would help because he had been through so much already. But that trifling uncle, quote unquote, who was not helping him at all, then sent him to D.C. by himself.
By himself. So that's obviously how he became the manager of the hotel because we all thought the uncle was going to take up the charge. The uncle was doing nothing.
But smoking cigarettes.
And the uncle told him, you're the manager now. And he took it up and was doing a great job.
To the point when the teacher who we know from Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks.
Yes. She asked him, did he want to do the spelling bee? And he said, no, I can't. I'm a manager of a hotel.
A mid-range number 3 hotel.
Okay, very busy.
And I'm busy. I got a job, girl. He said, I don't have time for spelling bees, honey.
No.
I have a job, boo. Yeah, so that was hilarious, but then also sad. The same, like, the delivery of different things that were tender, you know, they would hit it with a little bit of laughter so you could laugh about it. But it was really sad,
Very sad.
Yeah. So he goes to Laura Bush. She basically tells him, like, oh, write a letter to my office. I just read you a letter that I wrote for
you. And he had already written 14 letters to the Department of Homeland Security.
He was constantly writing letters.
What amazed me was his motivation and his drive to really help his parents. And it shows you how when you're not downtrodden by life, you know, because he's young, he's you know, he still had hope. And as an adult, sometimes you lose that hope. But what I wonder what would change if we all kept that type of childlike hope, how we would, you know, make an effort.
Yeah, he really did. To find a kid that responsible consistently was just amazing, because every time we see him, he's doing something to clean up. He's helping someone. He's doing some type of plumbing. And then I felt like early on when he was a lot younger and in early teenage years, they would show him interacting with his parents. But then as he got older, you didn't really see them Skyping anymore.
True. And then, you know, you said he was very responsible. But as you mentioned, when he got older, he let loose and had the parties in the hotel room. Fortunately, he kept it to one room, which was responsible.
Right. I thought that was responsible.
Yeah, that was so
and
responsible.
And he insisted that he clean it up, too.
I know. But his skin looked different. He just looked sadder. His eyes looked darkened. Mm-hmm. He looked hardened by life. Do you think we were trying to determine how many years had passed by the time his parents had come back. How many years do you think?
I think I couldn't decide if he was in at least a decade, but I couldn't decide if when he had the party, if he was in high school or not. But I think maybe in high school, because he said the girl's parents came back early.
Oh, true.
Which makes you think, like, this, then it's not acceptable for her to have friends over.
True.
So then they want to go come to your place.
Right.
So I kind of felt sad for him then, because I thought, are people constantly then using him because they know he has the hotel? So you could see him getting a little bit, you know, feeling nice, getting a little bit high at the party, because what else does he have? He has no family.
And they know, you know, word travels in small towns, so they know this is the kid who has no parents, okay, and no parental supervision.
And a whole motel.
A whole motel, right. So let's turn up. One of the things that I mentioned is that I really like the soundtrack. Like, they started out with some country, and then at the party they were playing a little Wayne, and I was like, okay, I like the music in this. You could definitely tell, like, the crew who worked on this.
Yeah, that was really interesting. I used to work in a country and western restaurant, mm-hmm. so I know the Boot Scootin' and Boogie when they played in the beginning. I was like, I know the Boot Scootin' Boogie.
Yes.
I'm like, proud of myself.
Yes, I lived in Virginia, so I know it too. So it brought back good memories.
Yeah, that was interesting. And then once he is a little bit older and at the party and dancing around, then they play Indian music, which I thought was interesting too.
Yes, it's like that. Like, when he got high, it brought him back to that time, and it brought him back to who he is. Like, he's actually, yes, they may see him as a guy from Utah, but he's really an Indian American, and that's a strong part of his culture.
And that's one of the things we were discussing too, because I said, ultimately, with his parents, why didn't they just say, come and be with us?
But it probably, you know what it is? People move for opportunities.
For a better life,
right? And so if he had left, they would have lost the hotel and lost all they had worked for. Mm-hmm. It's hard to own a business, you know, whether you're a citizen or not. So the fact that he was responsible enough to maintain it to the point they could be leave and come back and still have this business that was, you know, running. You know, it was, people were calling it saying that it was trash, but it was a functioning.
Yep. It was the number 3 hotel.
Operating hotel. So he didn't want to lose all that they had worked for, and also lose opportunities for himself, probably, because he would have then had to start over.
Yeah, I think that's a good point too. And I said also, you know what? He is an American Indian at this point. Mm-hmm. He would would go to India or what country they were from, Pakistan or wherever, mm-hmm. and who knows if that would have felt like home for him, you right. know? And also, I think when you're waiting for something like that, you think it could happen tomorrow.
Yes.
They can answer it the next. You never know. So mm-hmm. you don't want to give up and then, oh, they'll take us back and now we all have to go, you know, or whatever. So, yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
What about the scene when he popped up at night and he looked in the room and
that killed us. Because we both, we were like, no. First, when they called him on the phone, I just knew one of the parents had passed away.
Same.
I got my tissues out of my purse. I was ready. I was like, I can't take it if one of these. And I think you said, you was like, I can't take it if somebody dies.
No,
I'm not going to be able to take this.
I could not. It was an emotional roller coaster in just a short 30 minutes. Our emotions were up.
We were laughing. We were crying. So then for them to, especially how they did the reveal at the airport, first you see the dad and then we didn't see mom. So we were like, oh, mom's gone.
Exactly.
And then we saw mom and that was a huge relief.
Yes. And one of the things that I mentioned was that I like the fact that they had each other. Mom and dad had each other. But think about their son had nobody all that time.
Because the uncle was garbage.
Gone. He finally got a job himself. But he had nobody to talk to about this issue, nobody to confide in. And I wondered if there was going to... Did you feel the disconnect when he saw his parents? Like, they're kind of like strangers to him. Because even his mom said, who is this man?
Yeah, she did. I wrote that down, too, when she touched his face and said, who is this man? Because he was grown up. But then at the same time, they were so proud of what he had done with the hotel. They were like, oh, computers, you have a different staff person. It looks really nice. You know, he had really done them proud.
He sacrificed for them.
And then to just, this is going to gut me every time at the end of these episodes to show the real Kabir and his little hand and his real spelling bee, and then him and the parents
at the hotel. Look, we
gonna wrap it up.
don't get emotional. We got another episode to do.
How do you feel about that touch? The real life touch.
It really, again, it makes it hit home. I think Alan Yang and Kumail did a very good job of really forcing people to understand that these are not just stories; these are real people's lives.
Yes. Yeah. Such a great ending to that, to mm-hmm. just go ahead and hammer it home. Even when you say based on a true story, but to show you the actual real life person was just, that really hit home.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, guys. Once again, how can fans reach you?
You can find me on Instagram at Say Hi Sahai. That's SayHiSahai.
Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. This was fun.
And you guys can find me, Kay Montgomery, at Host K on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next time on Little America.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.